And welcome to the Created State podcast here on KASU. It's A-State Connections in Created State, making connections that count, as we are glad to have, and we welcome here Raquel Collins. And Raquel, thank you so much for joining us here, and welcome to the Created State podcast.
Thank you for having me. I'm really excited to have this opportunity. I know that you and I have been talking for a couple of months about trying to do this, so COVID has now allowed our schedules to mesh so that we can get this done.
And I've been really, really excited to be able to have you on. I'm thankful you all are staying healthy and safe and all that, and which is definitely important. Right. First of all, kind of tell us a bit about you, if you don't mind, please. Tell us what are you up to these days?
Oh, so I am the Assistant Dean of the St. Jude Children's Research Hospital Graduate School of Biomedical Sciences. My primary role at the graduate school is recruiting, and 60% of my time in a given year is usually on a plane, in a hotel, meeting students who have research experience or are looking to find research experience. So it's been interesting being in the same space and not getting on a plane or having to pack a suitcase for the past, 3 or 4 months now. The school has kept me at home, which is, I've enjoyed that, but I've still been able to connect with students along the way. I still get to recruit. It's all being done virtually now. And it's amazing how much, we thought that video meetings wouldn't be as successful, but you're still being able to, we still have that opportunity to reach out to students who want a career in research. And so we get to connect with A-State and your students. We have two of your graduates actually in our program. So that's how we got connected to A-State, and I trust that this is going to be a connection that we keep for many years.
That's fantastic, and I know that's really exciting that you're able to be able to use platforms like Zoom and others to be able to continue to recruit and to be able to get students excited about the things that you all are doing there at the school. Amazing work at St. Jude's, and that's definitely important. It's exciting to have the Arkansas State connections involved in what it is that you're doing.
Yeah, it's surprising when I learned about Arkansas State from Tristan Wright. He's one of your recent, last year was when he graduated. And I usually host a research symposium every summer called the National Symposium for Undergraduate Research. And I will accept applications from all across the country. And at that time, Tristan had called my office and wanted to talk about our graduate program. And I had just closed out the applications for the research symposium. But he was so incredible on the phone when he started talking about his science and what he's been doing as an undergraduate student. I thought he's got to be in this symposium. So I asked for an additional budget and got him into the symposium. And he was incredible, so incredible that I wanted to go to his school to recruit other students like him. So last year I went to visit Arkansas State and had a recruiting table and got to meet several of your students who were interested in this research career. And then found out about the Created State Symposium. And I thought, this is going to be an amazing experience. Because in my tour, when I was there recruiting, I didn't realize what a gem you have in that part of Arkansas, the technology that your students have access to. I didn't have access to when I was an undergraduate in Virginia. So it is a very special place. Your faculty are incredible. And what you've put together in this part of the country is amazing. And I want to be able to get that. I don't want to take all of your students out of Arkansas, but to bring that to Memphis, get them trained so that they can become global leaders in whatever field they choose. I mean, Arkansas State is a prime, I think, breeding ground for incredible researchers.
Well, and it's great to be able to have a place like St. Jude's. It's so close to be able to have that. And of course, there's a lot of research, great research that's taking place that's impacting so many lives there at St. Jude's.
Well, and your students are bringing fresh perspectives to those problems that we have at St. Jude, right? So, we are, as much progress as we've made over the past almost 60 years, we still have children who are dying. One of five children will die of cancer. So there are new treatments that we need to discover, new avenues for how we take care of our patients and not just give them life, but give them quality of life. And your students are going to be a very important piece of changing that landscape for our future.
Tell us about on the Created State Symposium. You've been able to be a part of this for a couple of years. I think last year you said was your first time being able to actually come to Arkansas State and do that. What was your thoughts about being part of the Created State Symposium? And overall, especially since I know you put research symposiums together in that, what were your thoughts of Created State?
So Jessica Blackburn contacted me last year after my visit and asked if I'd be willing to be a judge. And I said, absolutely. And what I enjoyed about that experience was that I was not, my background is cancer biology, but she had me judging the nursing students' research. And I thought that was really cool for me because it gives me a different perspective on healthcare in rural Arkansas. But I loved my experience because I got to judge, I think it was 10 posters last year. And I got to give pointers about, you know, how you can improve your delivery, how you can tell a better story, because that's really what it is. When you're presenting your research, it has to be digestible to the recipient, right? They have to understand what you've done, but more importantly, why is this important and what differences will this make to your, you know, in the bigger picture. And so last year, you know, I was able to provide feedback, and not just on their presentation skills, but how to answer scientific questions. And they were all, you know, what I loved about my experience last year was that they were very willing to take that feedback as they improved the public health, I mean, the healthcare in your part of the state. This year was a little bit different because we did it virtually. And originally I wasn't going to be able to be a judge because I had travel constraints that prevented me from going to Arkansas State this year. But then everything closed due to COVID, and Jessica was really creative in putting together this virtual symposium. So I contacted her and said, absolutely, I would love to continue to judge this year. The talks were amazing. So, you know, I've loved how they set it up where, you know, they showed their slide. They had a few minutes to talk about it. But what I was missing was that interaction with the student, that ability to give my feedback. So as much as I enjoy judging virtually, I'd rather much do it in person so that, you know, they can take that feedback and use it for future presentations.
Yeah, and that's one of the things about the students are so hungry to be able to learn about how they can make things better, you know, how they are able to improve on their research, and probably also think about some angles in to improve their research they may not have really thought about previously.
Exactly. And that was one of the things that I was able to bring last year. One of the students was presenting an interesting piece of research, but the conclusion was, you know, we need to charge more, you know, for this. And I thought, you know, in your part of the country, much of that population can't afford to be charged more, you know, even if they're on some kind of aid, right? So I had her think differently about what her research meant for her community. So, and she was very open to that feedback. I think that's what's great about, you know, judging presentations is that you give constructive feedback, and that's always what it should be. It should be constructive, something that's going to be helpful and not something that's going to tear them down or, you know, tear their confidence. So the whole idea of what I think we should be bringing as a judge is not just helping them improve, but to take that constructive criticism well, because it's not always going to be constructive as they, you know, progress through their careers.
Right. What do you think about how this is a benefit for students to be able to participate in something like this? What do the students get out of this?
I think for me, it's that experience of sharing their science to people that may not understand what they're doing. You know, when I was an undergraduate, we didn't have poster sessions. We didn't have oral presentation opportunities. Our projects were limited to the class. In my case, it was limited to my mentor because I was part of an honors program. So I didn't get to really share it with anyone. And it did not help as I got into graduate school and had to realize that I would have to get up and speak and speak effectively and concisely about my research. And so what we do with our students in the graduate school is when we ask them to present, we ask them, and even when they're applying to graduate school, actually, we have them fill out or complete what's called a layman's essay, where they take their best experience in research and they have to dumb it down so that a billionaire dummy is in the elevator with you and you have 3 minutes to explain the importance of your work in a way that they can understand and digest. and want to give you money to fund your research. So I think that, you know, having these kind of research opportunities gives them experience in communicating their science to the field in both scientific ways and non-scientific ways, but gives them that extra experience to speak and share their science, because not many of us have that opportunity as undergraduates. And I suffered for it in graduate school. I don't know if I should tell this, but when I first decided I would go to graduate school, the director of the program had said, this is what a day in your life would look like. And I thought, ooh, public speaking, I'm not sure I can do that. So I waited a couple of years. I went and worked at Johns Hopkins for 2 years before I decided to apply to graduate school. And then when I gave my first presentation, I vomited in front of the entire department. So it was a total disaster in the beginning, but I just had to keep on practicing. It took years, literally took years for me to be able to stand up in front of a group, not sweat profusely, not vomit, and be comfortable, you know, sharing my science. Because in the end, you are the expert of what you're presenting. So you just have to go into that presentation with confidence. And that's what the Created State Symposium, I think, does for your students. It allows them to build that confidence and to continue building that confidence even after they leave.
I know that one of the things that COVID-19 has done is it's brought out more of where we're doing these Zoom meetings and we're doing more of these presentations online and being able to do that. And I know that was an opportunity for students really to be able to kind of put their presentations together this year in a way that they weren't doing it last year. Mm-hmm. I know that you had said that you were you missed that interaction, being able to talk with them about that afterward. But how do you think something like this might have actually worked in a student's favor to be able to think about, yeah, this is a new way that I'm going to have to be able to make a presentation in a time like this?
Right. And that's what happens. It's going to happen in their career. They're going to have a last minute request to present some work if they're working on, you know, particularly in telemedicine and rural healthcare, right? So I think this teaches them flexibility and amenability, you know, the ability to think on your feet creatively and mm-hmm. also quickly. Teaching students how to be creative and still be concise. Because remember, a lot of people are busy these days, right? We have more Zoom meetings. I think I've had more meetings virtually than I ever had in the office. But it teaches them that, you know, we need to conserve the time that we have, make a positive impact in a short amount of time. And that's exactly what the Created State Symposium was able to do this year. I got to view I think I had 10 again this year in a span of the presentations were probably the average of 5 minutes. And I would go through and watch them a few times to make sure that I caught everything. And, you know, there was that feedback form where we could input that feedback that we had, but it's still much better for me to talk with that student, to get, you know, to understand where they were coming from in that thought process. So even though it was incredible, and I trust that, you know, if we ever had to do this again, it would run just as smoothly, but I will look forward to the personal interaction next year.
Well, we hope that you'll come back next year and be part of this.
Well, know. I've already reached out to Jessica to ask her for the date, which she already sent me for next year. So I'm blocking it off on my calendar and I'm going to try my hardest to not travel during that time.
Fantastic. Well, I know that people are looking forward to when we can go back and traveling. But of course, this is part of the new normal by way of how business is done. And I guess students are really seeing it. We're all seeing it because we're all part of it right now. Right. Before we let you run, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for what you do. The amazing work y'all are doing at St. Jude's. I know that we have a lot of students here who have done a lot of fundraising. There's been a fundraiser that's been going on in that involving our chancellor and his wife and people have been voting on that. It's just a lot of things that have been taking place all under the hashtag for the kids and all that. So thank you for everything that you all do to be able to help save lives and the amazing work y'all do there at St. Jude's.
Well, we can't do it by ourselves, right? And this is why we love the people who take our mission seriously. We can't do it without our donors. We can't do it without our supporters. So thank you for everything that you do to encourage people to be part of our mission and to want to change the lives of these kids for the better.
Before I let you run, anything else you would like to add about this, please?
I have to say, when I met your team and your students for the first time last year, I was amazed. I was pleasantly surprised, but really amazed. And I was so amazed that I came back to St. Jude and I sent a note to the deans because they were both traveling. And I said, you have got to get to Arkansas State and meet these students. So we were trying to plan last year for all three of the deans to judge. Two of us went last year. The head dean, the big boss, was traveling. But they have seen the passion that I have for Arkansas State, and they are willing to trust me on this and participate when they're not on the road. So it is a very special place. It's amazing what you guys have put together out there, and I look forward to our continued partnership.
And we would love to be able to have those deans on as well. So we love to be able to extend the invitation for them to be part of this too. So absolutely. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it as always. And we will definitely staying in touch with you.
Absolutely. You guys take care and stay healthy, and good luck adjusting to our new normal.
And hold on the line 1 second. That is Raquel Collins, who's joining us here on the Created State podcast and podcast here on KASU. Don't forget that we have new episodes every Thursday. So you can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. You get new episodes every Thursday, and we're getting closer to that 100th episode. Yay! And that will be in August. That'll be the week of August. In fact, I'll tell you exactly what day it is. August 13th is when our 100th episode will launch. So we want you to subscribe to the Created State podcast and be part of that to hear all the research of things that are taking place with our amazing students and faculty at Arkansas State University. I'm Jonathan Reeves of A-State Connections on KASU. Thank you so much for joining us. Stay safe, everybody.